when something that you would put a put flowers in when you cut them, you know, from the yard, you put them in a what?
In a flower vase. That's what we used to put them in, but I don't have that no more.
Yeah.
And what I had the other one, what we used to have, the children took it, you know, the girls. I gave it to my daughters. They took it there.
Yeah. Now, long time ago, after dinner, you would, the dishes were dirty, you would...
Oh, they would wash the dishes. People would wash the dishes, and they had what you call a dishpan, made out of galvanized iron, you know.
What'd you use? Did you use a kind of a cloth or a rag?
A rag, yeah.
You used a...
Yeah, they used to use a... They had what they call a dish towel. They used to use to wash the dishes.
And then to get the soap off of them, you...
They had another towel. They would wrench it, and then they had a towel to dry it. A dish towel, too. You know, they had a big one to dry it and a small one to wash it.
Well, what about... Did you take baths much, or...?
Well, yeah, the same as today, but he used to use a tub, you know, to bathe in. A regular galvanized tub. That's what most of them used to use, those that didn't have a bathtub. And they had too many bathtubs in those days.
Okay. And when you wash your face, you'd use a little square piece of...
We had that for a long time. We had a big pitcher and a bowl made out of crock. And you see, that pitcher was full of water all the time. In other words, every time it got empty, so the one who emptied it filled it up again. And you pour that water in that bowl and you wash yourself, either with a towel or with your hand. I still don't use a towel to wash my face. I use my hand with water. That's how I wash my face.
And everybody had their own little wash?
Yeah, right.
Hmm?
Water?
Right. Well, now you get water out of a...
Yeah, I get water. I got a water well, that's why I get my water. I don't get town water, yeah. There's nobody back here get town water. We all got deep well.
You just turn on water at the...
Yeah, right by the faucet.
Okay. But you used to... When you got water out of the cistern, was there a place where you could, say...
That wasn't in the house. You have to go outdoors and get it.
Yeah.
See, they had a faucet on the cistern.
Yeah.
And you went there with a, when we kept a what do you call it, we used to cook a water bucket that we kept with water in all the time. In the house, they had a place where you put a water bucket.
Well, now outside, if you want water, you, say for a garden hose, you just hook it up to the what?
No, in those days, ain't had no hose.
Well, now
I got a hose. Yeah.
You just hook it up to a.
I got some places outside. You know where I can hook my hose to my water. I got a pump. You see on the well, an automatic pump. And all I do open the faucet and I water anywhere I want.
When you used to work out in the field, and they would bring you water out?
Yeah, well, they had, I work on a plantation. Sent them over there, I worked there from 1925 till 24. And they had a little colored boy with a mule on a wagon, with a barrel on it, with a faucet on it, and had a bunch of tin cups on that wagon, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he went around the field where the people was working and gave them